Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
It is February 14th, 7:04 on the clock. I knew that. Melissa didn't. No. That is my great co-host over there, Melissa Kay. Good to see you, Mel.
Good morning.
Nice having you in studio. Nice day out, too.
Oh, it's pretty sky this morning.
Yeah, it went away a little bit, but here in Rapids, it almost had a purplish kind of hue to it for a little bit there. It's pretty nice. We're going to have some fun this morning in a little bit. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're also going to get into some weird, fun, random facts about Valentine's Day.
Oh, good.
We'll cover that. 9 o'clock hour, Good Stories, That Ain't Right Stories, cover some entertainment news. We'll have some fun in between all of this. We got a bunch of things to get to. About 10 hours a show, so we should be able to get at least a good 8 of that hours in. We should
Okay, sure.
We are going to be talking Valentine's Day today, and as I've mentioned on the air many times, I am a foolish romantic, underline foolish. That's just who I am. I get it from my father. I talked with my dad a little bit about this yesterday, doing a little homework for the opening segment here.
Good.
And apparently, I always like to help him, like, finding stuff for my mom and picking out flowers for her and everything. And I was his reminder on these things. I didn't know this until yesterday, that my job as a little kid was to remind my dad of their anniversary and Valentine's. In my dad's defense, every day is a holiday to him when it comes to my mother. He genuinely is madly in love with her, still is to this day, after 40-some years. I have asked them many, many times what their secret is, what magic trick they did, what spell they put on each other, and they just laugh and tell me they didn't do any of that, but I don't know if I buy it. I don't know. But I thought it was really funny. We got talking about it and everything, and I was asking him, because my dad's a big music guy. I'm like, Dad, what is the most romantic song in the world to you? Yeah, well, and we were talking about a bunch of songs and everything, and he didn't really have one, but I thought about, for myself, I think if I really, because there's a lot of jazz that I think of, but it's all instrumental, you know, Miles Davis stuff or John Coltrane. In a sentimental mood from John Coltrane and Miles Davis, easily the most romantic song you will ever hear.
Yeah, that's to a pretty
me.
One.
To me, it is. It's got to be those two doing it. It's got to be that version. But I think Unforgettable by Nat King Cole is probably the most, as far as lyrics and musically, to me, the most romantic song of all time. Easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, probably by a good, by a decent margin. Not by much, but about a decent margin. I put you on the spot. I ask you right at the top of your head, do you have anything that pops in your head?
I knew you were going to do that,
yeah,
James.
Yeah. I was definitely going to do it. it's my go-to move.
I don't have anything that pops immediately into my head. I like instrumental as well. So it would probably be something in the instrumental vein. Of course, Tommy Emmanuel is the most amazing guitar player ever, and probably one of his songs would be my top pick.
Nice choice.
But I couldn't tell you the name off the top of my head.
I think I don't think there's a bad option, and part of the reason I did put you on the spot is because if you didn't have anything, to me, I think that the most romantic songs also are the ones that when you meet somebody you like and you hear that song with them in a moment or whatever, it's not always the most romantic song that does it for you guys. Like, my mom and dad have a bunch of Zeppelin songs that they're really special to them and everything, but they're not exactly romantic songs. They're not exactly,
that wouldn't be, you know, the first thing pops into your mind.
I think that there's songs that traditionally, like, are love songs that maybe people don't, like, they've been overdone. Because love songs and pop music go so hand in hand. And when it comes to, like I brought up to my dad, what about Wonderful Tonight? You know, Eric Clapton. Great, classic song. Beautiful song. Yeah, it's a little overdone to my dad. I thought it was a go-to one. Right away, my dad was like, oh, no. I've heard that way too much.
If I hear that song again, I will do what I just pretended to do.
I thought I worked in classic rock for, like, you know, 10 years. I thought for sure that I would be the one that would be like that about those songs.
Yeah.
I got burnt out from them and everything. I'm not alone. And it got even worse when I started asking my students yesterday in class about, like, love songs, modern love songs and all that. And none of them they wanted. I think because Rihanna was in the Super Bowl, there was a couple of mentions about her. Mm-hmm. But she also hasn't necessarily had a hit in a while. She hasn't really come out with music in a while. She's been pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Being a billionaire and a mom and all that
stuff. Right, you know. But, the things you do in life.
It's interesting, too, to me, that part. The way people can get tired of these songs. But not tired of love. Not really tired of their significant other or their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It's mostly just like the music or the idea of this day, the pressure that can get put onto this day.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom and dad, and I'm obviously biased about this, but I'm also, maybe I'm not wrong. I think my parents are the most romantic couple I've ever known. I really did a little work on this weekend thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about them like that and everything, but are they, am I romanticizing them and all these things? And when I pressed myself and I really pushed things and talking to my brother and sister a bit about it, I've been underselling them. I've been underplaying how romantic and how foolish like my parents are about each other and all that stuff and everything. But they don't, it's all organic for them.
Mm-hmm.
None of it has ever been, they've got this huge memory on their 20th anniversary or something like that, or this Valentine's Day really stood out. It's nothing wrong with taking the day to make the most of it and to let somebody know, hey,
try to make a special memory.
I give a dang about you. You know, it's not so bad. But it really is, the pressure that gets put on it, it's more, you know, hey, how do we spend the year?
Mm-hmm.
How do we spend our time together and everything? And not putting too much on the day. Just let it be what it is.
Yeah.
If you did forget, if you don't have something gigantic planned, if you don't have the money to go take them to the fanciest restaurant in Wisconsin, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Let other people do those things.
Right.
You do your thing. Love is supposed to be original.
It doesn't have a price tag.
Absolutely. And to me, I think one of the things that I came out of this weekend really thinking of is love is original.
Mm-hmm.
It's original for each couple. It's what is for my parents is not going to be the same for my sister and her husband or my brother and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Or me and that poor, poor human being. No. What I think that is cool about it is that. That's the thing I think that is the coolest thing about love to me is how original it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it's a different story. Every time it's an original.
Yeah.
You meet somebody no matter how you met. Oh, but we met a traditional way. It's still original.
It's
still got some originality
to
it and everything. Yeah. I think that's one of the coolest things about this day, about love, is that everybody's got an original origin story when it comes to that.
That's true.
I think it's a kind of fun part of the day, and we encourage you to embrace that part of the day and share that story. Yes, I did have a segue. Share that story with us. Stone Age Gem Minerals and more have an opal giveaway. Opal giveaway. I undersell that. They are giving away an Ethiopian opal ring for Valentine's Day. This is custom made, one of a kind ring that can be resized and neat to whatever needed.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a nice-looking ring right there. They chose a nice stone right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Facebook company that we're doing this for, Stone Age Gem and Mineral and More. So that's where we're going to send you. We'll send you to their Facebook page. Go ahead, and if you haven't already liked their page, type into your search bar, Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, or you can go to WFHR's Facebook page. Just type in there, WFHR. Should pop up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like our page. Why haven't you done that already? And leave with us how you met your significant other. That's what we want to know. We want to hear your guys' story, how you two met. Entries must be posted by noon today.
Ooh,
so today is the...
You only have till noon.
Yes. Get it in there today, everybody. Winners will be contacted via Facebook. Travis is going to read through these, pick one out, what he thinks is the best story, and he will get in touch with you on Facebook, and the announcement will be made tomorrow right here on WFHR.
I suppose he needs time to read all those stories.
Yeah.
Pick the best one.
I have to say, I don't know Travis, and we're very happy to work with him and work with his company, and looking forward to working with them again down the line. Love to make this a tradition.
Yeah.
Travis is the lucky one here.
Like,
the people that get the ring are very spoiled, very, very fortunate and everything. But Travis gets to read through all these love stories. I think that's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that. I think that's kind of fun. And in fact, you can all do that. We can all do that. Just go to our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
Again, go to Stone Age Gem Minerals and More. Go to their Facebook page and make sure to leave your significant other story. Or go to our WFHR page, our Facebook page at WFHR, and go ahead and leave that story. We're looking forward to it. Again, you have by noon today to leave those stories and have a chance to win this beautiful Ethiopian opal ring from our friends at Stone Age Gem Minerals and More.
Nice.
Let's go ahead and take a break right here, Melissa. We'll come back, get into our National Day of Counter, and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Happy Valentine's, Valentine's Day edition of the show. That's what it is. Whoop, whoop. It's time to get into our National Day of Calendar for this February 14th. Other than Valentine's Day, what else is today? It is Extraterrestrial Culture Day.
Hey.
That goes hand in hand with Valentine's Day.
Sure.
It really does. It really
it's perfect. It's the perfect combo.
And if an official acknowledged day in New Mexico, Roswell, Extraterrestrial Cultural Day celebrates extraterrestrials, cultures, and other past, present, and future relationships with ETs. I think with the, you know, objects in the sky we have had lately and everything.
I didn't know if you were going to go there.
It is really fed into a lot of this thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint anybody, but they are not aliens. They are not. They are man-made objects. Yep. It's not nearly as fun as that.
Nope.
Or interesting in some ways when it comes to that. I will say, weirdly enough, my first memory, my first thing that pops in my head is my dad taking me and my friends to see E.T.
Oh, really?
And it was in the Southside Theater, so everybody's talking to the screen. And it's really quiet at one point when Elliot is about to discover E.T., when he's eating the M&Ms and all that, or the Reese's, whatever it was. And as he's walking up to it, right as you first see E.T., there's this gasp in the audience. And I remember that because it's one of the reasons I love going to movies, is that sound, that joint, that unifying sound and everything. And my dad leans over to me, he's like, "Jimmy, you ever see anything like that? You come find me or your mother. Don't you ever go up to anything." Like I was actually going to run into an E.T. in a South Side alley in Chicago or something.
And
he was worried.
That's okay. He's looking out for you. It's
apparently, it's like, surprised he didn't give me a switchblade or something. Like, Jimmy, you ever see it? It is National Organ Donor Day.
Hey, that's important.
That is a really good one. To everybody that has donated an organ, that has thought about doing this and may do this, big, big appreciation to every one of you out there. There is not enough attention brought to this. We are so far along in society and in science that we've been doing this for so long that our generations have kind of gotten like, I don't want to say we take this lightly, but it isn't something like you hear somebody just donated something to somebody and you, oh, that's really great, that's wonderful, and then you move on. Like, I just feel like it's something like, my God, that's amazing. Like, it never gets old in my brain when I think about this. I don't know anybody that's ever done anything like this, but the idea of it is just one of the... I don't think there are many things that can top doing something like this for somebody, let alone when you hear strangers doing this for others and everything. We've normalized a lot of things in our society, and none of it's good. None of the things that I think we've normalized are good. For some of them, much more negative ways, and some of them like this, where these are positive things that we have normalized, where we should not have normalized these things. Right. We should be celebrating this more than just on today.
Because there's a limited number of organs you can donate as a living donor, you know, kidney, bone marrow, part of your liver, I believe.
There is there was one story when I was a kid I read of a gentleman who went too far with this.
Really?
Yeah, and donated like everything that you can get away with and still be alive, he had done.
Wow.
And he was a rich person too, and he had given up all of his money. Some guy out east, I can't remember. He'd given up all of his money, and that wasn't enough for him. And then he started giving up organs and everything. With his case, it was more of an obsession,
an
passion.
Extreme,
yeah. But the people that do this stuff is just really remarkable.
Well, and then being able to do it after death is an awesome thing too, because there is so much that you can even, you know, we were talking about it when my grandma passed away, and we're worried that because of the cancer that she couldn't be a donor, but that's not true. Because there are so many other parts of your body that can be donated. So it's something to definitely keep in mind and talk to your family about. Because if your family doesn't know, even if you have that donor sticker on your license, you have to have somebody else say, yes, that is what they wanted.
All of that was really good information, Melissa. Thank you for sharing that. The cancer part, I think, was very interesting, and especially the organ donor part. I'm an organ donor. I have one of those stickers on my license and everything. I don't know if my family knows, though.
Right. And so it's an important conversation to have, because they need to know that that's what your wishes are.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. That's mm-hmm. very helpful. I appreciate you sharing that. I gotta do something really quick here before we keep going. It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I don't think, unless it has to do with Valentine's Day, any of these other things should be on here. They should be on a day that they have their own attention. Nothing's going to get the same attention as chocolate and Valentine's Day. Right. And all that, so.
Yeah.
That's an important one. The organ donor one, Pet Theft Awareness Day. That's an important one, I think. Thankfully, so many animals are microchipped now.
Yeah, they can be tracked and...
Most humane societies do this.
Mm-hmm.
With almost 2 million pets being stolen annually in America alone, the threat is real. Two options are to have pets microchipped or tattooed, which can provide an opportunity for same group bonding. An indelible imprint denoted, who belongs to who can bind a couple and their pets until death, so do they part. That's certainly a good one. And nowadays, most humane societies will do that.
And I just don't understand, but I also don't understand that mindset. But who could steal a pet?
Yeah, yeah. You're pretty low on the there's scumbags, and then there's that like layer right under that, and that's those the people that do things like that.
And I hope that there's a special level of that, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Place.
I have no doubt in my mind there is. I have no doubt. Mm. National Ferris Wheel Day.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun one.
You ridden on a Ferris wheel?
Yes, yes. I think they could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. The National Ferris Wheel Day has been designed to honor George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., who is, of course, the inventor of the Ferris wheel. Uh-huh. I always think it's interesting to be one of these people that has it in something named after you like that. It always stands out to me. It seems interesting.
Interesting that he also has a very well-known name, George Washington.
Yeah, Gale yeah, Ferris. Right. Yes, yeah.
We wanted to make sure he made his mark, one way or another.
We're going to make darn sure. And I wanted to make double sure, and yes, it did. This awesome invention, was brought to the world at the Chicago World's Fair that took place in Chicago.
Wow. And he was only 33 years old when he invented it. That's cool.
That is pretty interesting. That is pretty cool. They were looking for something because at the previous World's Fair, they had shown electricity. And lights and all this. And that's when that first began.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in London, I believe. And so how do you top that here in the States? The Ferris wheel was what we had. That was what we offered. And it was huge. It actually, as crazy as this might sound, was bigger than any, like, the lights or electricity or any of this other stuff, even though you probably couldn't have the Ferris wheel without electricity.
Right.
But it was interesting how...
But you can't ride... A light bulb.
Yeah, that's true. You know? You can ride the lightning. No, I had to do that. I had to do that. National Cream Filled Chocolate Day. Okay. It's very specific.
It's very specific.
It's the one kind of chocolates I don't like.
Mom either. And oh, she yeah. told me that when she was a little girl, she used to get in trouble because, you know, they'd get that box of chocolates and you don't know what's in each one. And so she'd pick them up and stick her finger in the bottom to find the ones that she liked. And then if it wasn't, you know, she'd put it back if it wasn't the kind she wanted. And always the cream ones.
My sister would take, like, nibbles, nibbles out of them and stuff, and think that nobody would notice or whatever. Forget the fact that they're all, like, in the wrong spot in the box. That's great. Your mom, that's one heck of a lady. Let's see. International Book Giving Day.
Hey.
That's a great one.
Yes. Share books.
Yes. I think they're a great gift no matter what. I think that one of the nicest things you can do for somebody is that, is giving a book. I also think one of the coolest things that I've seen in the last, I don't know, 20 years, however long they've been going on, is the little book,
libraries?
Yes, little libraries that they have. Those are great. Mm-hmm. They make me smile every time I see them.
Yeah. Have you ever used one?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I have too. I had because I keep a book in my car. So that when I'm, you know, out by myself and I'm like need to eat out or something, I have my car book I can just take in and read with me.
I gotta do that. That's a great idea.
Well, I finished it and I was heading into, and I was gonna stop and eat, and I'm like, well, I'm done with my book. Oh, there's a little library. So I just stopped and swapped it out. Put the one I finished in and took out a different one.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, hey, if you didn't already know.
Yeah.
Here it is.
We are going to get into the history of Valentine's Day in a bit, but we go back to 270 A.D.
Whoa.
Saint Valentine is martyred, defying anti-marriage instructions given by the Emperor Claudius II. In order to build up the army, Valentine secretly supports and marries young couples, which eventually leads to him being put to death. His death is said to have taken place on February 14th.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. That's pretty cool.
Like, I kind of knew that, but I didn't know all of that. I didn't know the, like, he married people part, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah. I guess, and we're going to get into some random facts later. We've got some other stuff on Valentine's Day, but just I am a little curious of how this develops. So that was in 270 AD. We go to 496 AD. Papagelius decides to get rid of the Feast of Lupercalia, a pagan festival of love, and chooses to replace it with a celebration in honor of Saint Valentine, who was martyred a couple hundred years prior. And then 1382, wow, gigantic jump from there to 1382, where Chaucer's poem Parliament of Flores is written. The poem contains the first known literature reference connecting romantic love with Valentine's Day. In the 1700s, American begins exchanging Valentines. Back in the 1700s, that began. I think traditions are cool. Long-time traditions are really interesting. And when it involves love, it just pulls me in.
And those old cards are so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen those, check those out, everybody. Mm. They're very, very interesting
very,
to look
very
at.
Very fancy.
We're going to go to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got five last minute Valentine's Day dates, date ideas, and different things for you, okay? If you really got nothing else, Mel and I are going to help you out.
We'll help you.
It's coming up right after Melissa's news here on WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Serious comedy start your day. We hope you're having a great start to your Valentine's Day out there, everybody. Good stuff coming up for you. Going to get into the V-Day topics a little bit here and there. I got a couple of other things to talk about. Get into all those. I do have an honorable mention for most romantic songs as far as duets. I forgot about duets, the importance of those and everything. And when I mentioned Nat King Cole, I thought about the Unforgettable that was with his daughter that she ended up doing years later and stuff. But Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, You're All I Need to Get By. Easily, by far and away for me, the most romantic duet song of all time.
Okay.
Like, most romantic song, Unforgettable. Most romantic duet, boom. Easily. Okay. Easily. Like, you hear them sing that song, especially if you ever saw them sing it live. Woo. Man, you may never hear another love song again. You may never listen to another love song after listening. It's Marvin Gaye, though. I mean, Marvin Gaye, the man could do no wrong when it came to especially the topic of love and singing about it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Here are five last minute Valentine's dates you can still pull off with one trip to a store on the way home or less.
There you go.
We all understand that this day has a lot of pressure to it. And while it is on the calendar and it has been being celebrated for quite some time, people do forget. People do get busy.
Sometimes we don't plan ahead.
Well, and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a Tuesday.
Should Valentine's Day always, should it be one of those roving dates where it's always on a Saturday or something like that? I wonder. Here are those five ones. Like, romantic walk through a park, then going out for dessert.
That's easy.
Yeah. Today, if you're in the Midwest, it might be a little hard to pull off the romantic walk park, but it's also...
Unless you both like being outdoors in the cold.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest, it ain't nearly as bad as it could be out there. You know?
You might want to do it at lunchtime before it starts getting icky out.
It's probably a good idea. Very good call by you.
Show up at work. Honey, taking you out for a romantic walk at lunch.
This next one is... I'm going to say it. But I don't want to be hypocritical because I don't know if I necessarily believe in it.
Okay.
Getting matching tattoos together.
Oh, you can't do that last minute.
Yeah, I can't do that
unless
last minute.
Unless they're like press-on ones.
I wouldn't even recommend to my mom and dad right now getting matching tattoos.
No, hold on. Hold on. I like the idea of doing the fake ones, though.
Yes. Oh, now there we go. That whole 100% in. 100%. Yes. Yes.
Honey, I got us matching tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just get out the water, the wet washcloth. Yes. We'll put them on.
Oh, wholeheartedly. Yes. Yeah. Now that, I love that. I love that idea. I just don't know. I don't know many people that have the matching tattoo thing that are still together. Like, I know very, very, I honestly, I can't think of one couple that I know that have done something like this that are still together.
You might be better off doing it with your pet.
You might be. You might be. It might last longer. It might, I just don't, that one. I obviously have got a bunch of tattoos. I like tattoos, and I'm a foolish romantic. But there's a couple. There's a line in the sand to me with certain things, and I think that that's not love to me. Like, to me, I'm not putting it on anybody else. Others, right. That's different things. To each their own, of course. That's why love works.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that becomes a branding thing. That becomes
an ownership thing almost.
Let's be honest here. I'm a Jew, and we've got a little bit of history with tattoos and being branded and everything. So I'm a little sensitive maybe about the subject. Maybe that's, I'm trying to joke about it a little bit because I actually think that might actually have something to do with it. I don't know. I don't know my brain that well, but we're just getting to know each other.
Aren't we all?
But honestly, I think that if it's your thing, go for it. More power to you. Don't let me or anybody else, you know, get in your way.
Yeah, if you want to get matching heart tattoos on your ankle, go for it.
If I could just suggest maybe getting something that you can also adapt to your own life, that fits you, that matches your likes, your things that you enjoy and all that.
I think that's a good idea. Unless both your names is Mom.
It's another good one, yes. You got this down. Ironic fast food date where you both dress up fancy and bring a tablecloth and silverware to a rep, like a Burger King or something like that.
I like that
one. Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. I like that.
Bring your own tablecloth.
I like that. That's funny. I bet you most places would be very cool with that, too.
Yeah, just don't try to bring in candles.
Yeah, that might be a little too much.
Yeah.
The boom box with the romantic music might be overdoing it.
Maybe the electric candle. You know, the one you can just...
There you go. That's a good idea.
No flame.
You really do have this down. You really do. Buy a sushi making kit and ingredients for a sushi prep date. I don't know what I just said.
That sounds intensive.
I don't know any of that. I don't know what I just said.
There's a lot involved in making sushi.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd imagine.
Because you got to make the rice. You got to have all of the stuff.
In the fish is raw, right?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, it doesn't have to be.
Well, no, not all sushi is raw.
I guess I always assumed it was. Oh, I always assumed it was. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, for high-grade sushi, it's usually raw, yes.
Okay.
Harder to get in the middle of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah. And finally, turn your place into a spa with candles and the right music, then give them an hour massage. They will no longer care. You didn't take them out to a fancy restaurant and completely forgot that there was Valentine's Day. That last part I might have added myself. But I do think that that's one of the better ideas I've seen on here. I love the going to a regular fast food restaurant and, you know, having... I think you could do that at home, too.
Sure.
I think you could have, you know, your dinner table all set up, the candles,
DoorDash
everything.
DoorDash shows up with your Burger King.
Yeah. I think that's cool, too. Especially, like, say that was your first, dinner together, was a fast food place or something.
Yeah.
And then you're having that for today. I think that's, you can find the romance.
Yeah. Or it's a Tuesday, and you're both busy, and nobody wants to cook, but you put the effort in for the setting.
Oh, I thought you were going with Taco Tuesday.
that too. You could go there.
Yeah, the tacos are kind of romantic.
No. Tacos are love, baby.
Tacos are love. I mean, tacos are love. Whether they are romantic or not, I don't know, but they are definitely love. They are love, yes. Well said. I don't know. I'm thinking off the top of my head. I think an impromptu dance. You know,
sure.
where you turn out the light, like, say they go to the bathroom, they come back, the lights are out, the music's on, you just have a nice dance together,
yeah.
Like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
talking about how you met, especially if you've been together for a long time, many mm-hmm. years and everything. It's nice to rehash those things. Everybody loves nostalgia. Yeah. So anything involving, like, if you've been together a long time and hitting on that first date or any
maybe
of those things.
Maybe there's something that you didn't share with your other that you thought about when you first met.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I always loved that one. I did that to my mom and dad this week, and I asked them both, like, hey, what did you think when you first saw this person? What did you think on your first date? Mm-hmm. And my dad, I told my buddy, my best friend, and I remember my dad's friend, Eddie Patron, telling me this. They were, my dad was 15. He's like, I'm going to marry that girl. Like, that's how he felt. My mom. Oh, I didn't want to see him again. I didn't know about this. He was from the other side of the tracks, and I didn't know if I was going to, you know, be in the look on my dad's face. He did not know this. He did not know. So, really? That's a really good idea. I think that's fun.
It might not end well, but it could be fun.
Could be fun. Could be. But make the day your own. Make it yours. And don't, you know, have fun with it. That's, I think, the best part. Isn't that one of the greatest things about love is the fun part of it? Mm-hmm. You know, how much fun it could be with your, you know, the person you're with and all that.
Well, and the huge planning and stuff doesn't have to come in, you know, you don't have to be crazy about it. My boyfriend and I ordered his present. He picked it up outside of the door and brought it in the house because I didn't know it was delivered. Mm. So he knows what he's getting because it's a record-shaped box.
Nice.
And last night, because we have stuff sitting on our dining room table, you know, just random stuff. And there's this box sitting there. I was like, what's in that box? He goes, absolutely not your Valentine's Day present. Right. Yes. It's a nice so job, I know man. He got me something, too.
Nice job, man.
Smaller
nice
than job. A loaf of bread.
I also want to say, because traditionally, this day can, while we focus on the love and we focus on the couples, I'm used to being alone on this day, like many, many, many thousands and thousands of people out there. Mm-hmm. And if you are single on this day, or you just don't, you're not just the most romantic person, and you just don't care that much about it, that's okay, too.
Yes.
That is all right. We need to normalize that as well.
Mm-hmm. I've had many years where I didn't pay attention to this day or called it a Hallmark holiday.
Right. And that's okay, too.
Yep.
It's not about any, it's
there's
the day
no pressure.
The day is there for you to use if you want to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use the day. If you want to, it's great. It's a great excuse to go ahead and do all these things. Yeah. But if you are single, maybe you're not the most romantic person or any of that stuff. I think the one of the worst things you can do is pressure yourself or force something.
Yeah.
Like trying is one thing. You know, trying, I think effort is a lot in relationships. Mm-hmm. Showing effort, that means a lot. But I think forcing things, there's a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're alone today, that's all right. Like, you can love yourself.
Yep.
You can take yourself out. You can, you know, do all those kind of things.
Do the home spa day for yourself. Run a bath. Light some candles.
Unfortunately, the only good Valentine's memories I have are with myself and going out on myself and all. As romantic as I am, as foolish as I am, and as hard as I've tried on Valentine's days, all the ones that I've celebrated have been with people that are, you know, I'm no longer with, and I don't really remember them. I kind of out, you know, gone.
Right.
So when I think of Valentine's Day, and I think of memories of it. It's kind of like I remember going to see a movie I really wanted to go see. And like I went out to dinner afterwards, and I wasn't planning on doing that, but I had time, and I'm like, I can go out to eat. And I did. And it was very embarrassing because I went to a decent restaurant.
And that by yourself.
That wasn't maybe
no
the best
book.
Call.
You yeah. just
and
need
I
a needed, book,
I should
James.
Have had a book.
No, just but need a book.
They did do the whole thing to me. Are you going to use this chair? We're just going to take that chair. That was a little uncomfortable. But
don't need this extra glass, obviously.
I still had fun. It was a good memory.
Good.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Be sure to join us after CBS News at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by our friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Get an update on what Mother Nature's got in store for us coming up. And after that, after we're done talking to our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center, Melissa and I are going to get into a bunch of Valentine's Day fun facts.
Good.
Got that coming up. Valentine's Day, would you rather go out or order in, hang out with friends and all that? We'll get into those stats a little bit later as well. Mm-hmm. And we have one of the happiest jobs in the world we're going to tell you about that might be surprising to some people.
Cool.
All that coming up for you. But right now, in a new Valentine's Day poll, 26% of Americans say that they aren't expecting their significant other to spend anything on them this year. 35% said that they expect their Valentine to spend under $50. 30% said it would probably be between $50 and $100. And only 9% said that they are expecting to be more than $100. A recent survey found that the average person was planning to spend about $130 on Valentine's Day. It sounds like this is specifically about gifts, not a romantic dinner at a restaurant, which can easily get over, you know, way up there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't bring up the economy, so maybe the responses were more realistic than in an ideal world.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% of people said that buying a Valentine's Day gift is worth going into credit card debt. The men were way more likely to agree with this by an overwhelming amount of numbers. So, that's where we're at with this. I think there's some interesting notes about that.
What's the most common gift that men buy?
Flowers.
Flowers, jewelry, and chocolates.
Yes, yes, yes.
So all of those things are expensive.
Yeah, yeah. So that makes sense. And good luck spending under $50 if you're going to buy all those.
Any of those things, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's encouraging the idea of people not expecting, people to spend money on them and everything. That part's nice. That's good. I do think, though, there's a difference of expecting but still expecting. Like, you know, you say you're not expecting anything, but then if they don't do anything and you're disappointed, and nobody wants that. So
no. And that's then you need to have a conversation about it. Like, no, I'm saying I don't expect it and you don't have to do anything.
I think being very clear about that, that is really what you want too, because I don't think that you can expect people to read people's brains. Like, no matter, I would say that if you've been together for a very long time, maybe it's a little different. I don't know. But my mom and dad, again, been together forever. I would never, like, I can imagine my dad's laugh if I asked him, you know, Dad, do you think you could read mom's mind? Can't imagine his response to that. Like, it's, you know, I think you got, like you said, you got to be communication.
Yes.
You know, this is always going to be the case. Whatever topic we're talking about, it usually is going to come back to communicating and being clear with each other, being upfront with one another. It goes a long ways. I also think that this is the pressure that I think of when I think of the pressure. It's not about coming up with the most original Valentine's Day gift or poem or any of that stuff. Or even idea to how to celebrate the day, the most original. Like, that to me isn't so much the pressure. I think most people, if you're with them, are well-intended and like, oh, hey, look what you did for me. That's really cool. No matter what it is, no matter what the amount of money or any of that. But the money part of things, like, maybe it's getting better for younger generations. I don't know. But I know that between our generation and all that and things, and even going a little bit higher, it was about that. It was such a big deal. What is one of the first things we heard about buying a wedding ring for somebody? It should be this, three paychecks. It should, you know, that kind of thing. Like, what is that?
Well, that's a company making a profit.
The idea that if you don't spend this much amount of money, then you don't really love the other person. Like, that kind of thing.
That's like, all about capitalism.
Yeah. And that there's nothing romantic to me about that.
No.
I can't think of one of the things that's more anti-love than money, which is sad, because money is necessary and money is a necessary evil and all that and everything.
It's the root of all evil.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is also like, that's where the pressure comes from to me, is this kind of topic, this kind of thing here and stuff. And the idea of, I want a Valentine's gift and I want you to leave the tag on it. Like, that's what this says to me, like, here. That's what that, like, one of the old first things I can remember about gift giving, my mother freaking out, did you take the tag off? Oh my God, Jimmy, did you take the tag off? Like, freaking out like the world was going to end if I did not take the tag off or I didn't scarf out the number. And I still do it to this day. Like, even if I'm just handing something to somebody, like, she really did a number on me on that one. But I think that when it comes to that pressure, That's you know, self-inflicted. Don't let society do that.
And it's overblown. It's a societal thing. It doesn't need to be like you're looking at bouquets to buy. Stick to your budget. Yeah. You know, don't feel like the pressure from companies and that you need to prove your love with your pocketbook, because you don't.
No, there's nothing about that. There's nothing about that that says that you. That's not only that it says that it's going to be your love. That means that you have a loving relationship. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
No. It's more important to give a gift, in my opinion, that you know they would like.
Yeah. That I agree with. That, I think, is really where you start there, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you do this job. If you've fallen out of love with your job, maybe you should consider something new, like joining the fire department.
Hey.
There's a new list of the happiest, most satisfying careers, according to experts, and here are the top five. Number one, physical therapist. The average salary is over $90,000, but it requires a doctorate and state license. One reason it might be satisfying is you get to work with people to improve their health, and you can see the results over time.
Mm-hmm. Hard to get into physical therapy school, though.
Yes. And my sister was really trying for that,
Mm-hmm.
And number two, firefighter. Okay. The average salary is around $49,000, and it only requires a high school diploma or GED. It can be a rewarding job because you work with a tightly knit team to save people from fires, medical emergencies, and hazardous situations.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just knowing some firefighters and knowing a lot about the topic and everything. It's one of the most rewarding things you can do with your life. It also, you got to be a special type of animal to be able to do that.
Yeah. WASA just welcomed 9 new firefighters to their ranks. That's awesome.
That was a good story. Mm-hmm. That was really cool to hear that. That was a good one. Teacher. The salary and education required, depending on the level and subject you plan to teach. Teachers often report being happy despite the challenges because it's a way to directly impact the lives of young people.
Hmm. Yeah, but another one you have to have a passion for.
You do.
I have been taught by some teachers who didn't enjoy teaching and shouldn't have been teachers.
Agreed. And I'm so thankful to the good ones that I have.
Yes.
Because without them, I might not have had any.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful for that. But you're so right about it, too, because that's one of those jobs where I've met some people just in the silly teaching I do with acting and writing and improv and all that. And there are at least almost half the teachers when I first started doing this 10 years ago, gone. Gone doing different jobs now. Some of them have branched out in their careers. They're going, like Cicely Strong or whatever, went to go work on SNL and everything. Mm. Like, that's a little different.
A little career move.
Other ones, like Etsy, things like that, like went really a whole different route just because they got burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher's assistant is next. They often rate their job satisfaction among the best, despite not having the best salary, like being a teacher, which is usually the end goal. Teaching assistants get to work with kids and see them progress. It's a little bit like being an uncle. Like, you get away with a lot more as an assistant. You get away, at least I did as an assistant. I should speak for myself. Being a teacher's assistant is the difference of being a father being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher's assistant is being an uncle. Like, to me, those are the equivalents, like the way I'm looking at this. Like,
it's not a terrible equivalent.
It's not the best, but it works for me. Quality assurance analyst. You usually need a data analysis, analytics degree, and the field is forecasted for extreme growth over the next few years.
Ah.
They are seeing a big growth in that industry. Certainly anything tech-wise is pretty much growing. Programmers, that kind of thing. They test products and systems to make sure that they meet companies' standards. It can be satisfying work for people who are detail-oriented and enjoy solving problems. The gig can come with a lot of independence. It's actually a job that I've looked very, very closely into.
Hmm.
There's a lot of people hiring that job right now, and there's a lot of good money in that job. I noticed that they don't put the annual salary on that one. I think in part because it's changing so much. Like, that's a job that...
Well, it's probably different from company to company, too.
Yeah. And if you are looking for a new field, it's one of those go-to ones that, again, it does require some education, but not everybody minds that. So, some people like to, that's part of the reason why they are choosing a new career is they get to go back to school.
Well, and schooling is easier than it ever was with online options and do it kind of at your own pace options so that you can still work while going to school.
Very true. Very, very true.
Yeah.
Just a couple of quick notes I wanted to mention. Remind everybody that coming up this Thursday, we're going to have our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. It'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to that. And a big shout out to not only our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. Encourage you to reach out to them and find out how much you could spread the love and help them out and their furry friends over there today. Maybe find a new, you know, somebody to fall in love.
Furry friend.
Yeah, a new love furry friend. Yeah, head on over there. And I want to remind you that our friends at Love Inc. will be sponsoring the segment this week.
Nice.
They are some amazing people over there doing some very special work in the community.
Awesome.
And one more reminder here. Well, we'll remind you again leading out through all of our shows here.
Because you only have until noon.
That's right. The Stone Age Gem Mineral and More Opal giveaway going on. It's your chance to get this free Ethiopian opal ring for Valentine's Day. It's custom made, one of a kind, be resized to fit you. All you got to do is go to Stone Age Gem Minerals and More's Facebook page or the WFHR Facebook page and share how you met your significant other. Just share how you guys met.
We want to hear your story.
Entries must be in by noon today. The winner will be chosen by Travis, and he will get it, reach out to you on Facebook, and then we will announce the winner on our show here tomorrow.
Nice.
It's going to be fun. Stick around for CBS News and an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center right here at 97.5 FM WFHR, locally grown radio.